Yutunde Rodriguez and her husband Danny share their childhood memories of their mothers and reflect on how those memories have influenced their own growing family. Yutunde and Danny live in Dayton. They have three children.
The happiest moment of my life, I believe, is when I had my daughter. The saddest was losing my mother when I was 9 years old. It was unexpected. I would say it was a defining moment for me.
Do you think that had anything to do, your mother's passing away had anything to do with that, like you really wanting to be a mother?
Yes, most definitely. I guess in a way it was kind of like my do-over. There was never any doubt.
I remember.
that my first child would be a girl. I idealized a mother-daughter relationship. I remember my mother as being the most beautiful, most glamorous person. I always try to be, you know, the anti-frumpy mom.
My mother was a huge caregiver. She took care of everybody. There are people to this day that I don't even know, that I'll go to my old neighborhood and I'll walk down the street and they'll be like, oh, you're, you know, they call my mother Metro. You're Metro's son, right? And like, yeah. She raised four of us in the projects. She's always took people in. That showed me that she always saw the good in people. She was very optimistic. She was very like, you can do this if you want to, even though it seems impossible. Seeing what she's gone through in life, I'm like, if she can do it, I can do it.
We met in an open mic. So I looked at you. I was like, well, I really can't tell what his ethnic background is. I said, come here. I want to see what your hair looks like. And you took your hat off and all these curls came tumbling down. And I was like, okay, now I'm even more confused. So you were like, well, I'm Dominican. It was like instantly we were bonded. You're an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something you came out with to me a few months ago. I guess I kind of worry, like, well, if you don't believe in God, then that means you're going to start throwing everything out the window.
I've always been a super optimist, and I think that had nothing to do with me being Catholic. I try to see the good in everybody. It wasn't something that a superior being told me or something that I picked up. I just was always like that because of my mother. Growing up in New York City during the crack cocaine era, I had to be that way because I saw so much destruction. A lot of it had to do with growing up then and seeing like a lot of my friends die and go to jail who were smarter, faster, stronger, bigger than me, but they didn't survive. I used to always ask God, why didn't they survive over me? I never got an answer. I consider myself part of a community, part of a group of people, and I don't think that had anything to do with believing in anything. When we got our first home and we took that picture, I think that's the most perfect picture we ever took. The lighting is just perfect. It was just sunny.
Sunny summer, and late summer day.
That was the definitive moment for our family because we were, you know, moving up a tax bracket, I guess. And I guess the life that I wanted for us.
Yeah, we became adults, like, got a mortgage.
Manifested there.
Everyone that saw that picture commented on, they just looked at it and said, wow, this is family. This is a family.
People say, oh, what's the secret of your relationship? And I'm like, dude, love is hard work. And it's just like that garden. If you work that garden, those tomatoes are going to be delicious. But if you don't work that garden, if you neglect that garden, you'd be lucky if you have tomatoes growing out of there instead of weeds.
Danny and Yutunde Rodriguez at StoryCorps in Dayton, Ohio. Their conversation was edited by WYSO volunteer Liz Cambron. It will be archived in the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress and on the WYSO website at wyso.org.